The Italian city of Milan was the setting for the first high-level meeting between Australia and Russia since our Prime Minister said he would shirt-front the Russian President. The Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, held a face-to-face meeting with Vladimir Putin in which the downing of the Malaysian airliner and its aftermath was discussed. Julie Bishop is speaking here with our Europe correspondent, Barbara Miller.
I had a meeting with President Putin for about 25 minutes on the side of the Azure Europe meeting here in Milan.
Did you shirt front him?
I had a very detailed discussion with him. I expressed our concerns about the Malaysian airline crash, MH17, in which a number of Australians were killed, and I implored him to use Russia's influence over the separatists in eastern Ukraine to enable our investigators to have access to the crash site.
Did he concede that Russia had influence over the separatists in eastern Ukraine?
Ultimately, yes, he did. He said that he would seek to respond to my request by asking the separatists to provide that access. Indeed, later in the meeting, I announced to the gathered world leaders that I'd had a conversation with President Putin and that he had been most cooperative and had responded very constructively to my request that Russia use its influence to ensure that the independent investigators can have access to the crash site of MH17.
Did the shirt front issue come up at all?
No, not directly. We did speak about his attendance at the G20, and one of his senior staff confirmed that the G20 is in President Putin's forward travel schedule, so I expect that President Putin will attend.
The access that you're seeking to the MH17 crash site, is that because you still believe that remains lie there of Australian victims of that disaster?
We have been informed by the experts that they require one more site visit to the crash site for the purposes of checking for any remains. There is one particular area that they want to revisit, but also the crash site needs to be accessed by the forensic investigators who are looking into the details of the shooting down of the plane. And so there are two reasons for access to the site, and it is becoming rather urgent because, of course, the Ukrainian winter will set in at some point in the near future.
So following that meeting, what would be your expectation of a time frame in which you might expect President Putin to facilitate that access?
The investigation team comprising Dutch, Malaysian and Australian officials will be seeking access to the site as soon as possible.
Within days, weeks?
Well, I would hope that it would be done as soon as our people asked to go back on the site. They do work through the OSCE, the Organisation for Security Cooperation in Europe. And so it would be a matter of days, I would imagine, that such a request would be made. But I'll leave that to the experts.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop speaking to our correspondent, Barbara Miller.